table. Its pages are worn and hard to read, but that family Bible on the table will always be my key to memory.
I can see us sitting around the table.
Hello, 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 everyone. Roy Williams here, the Guru of Good Health, the Superintendent of Supplementation. Welcome to another Today's Health Update. We're really enjoying wading through, I guess you'd call it, the Word of God. You know, when you start to understand it in modern English, it comes alive. You begin to understand the whole Bible. I mean, you've probably, like I was, went through much of life questioning my parents who took me to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night visitation, and thank God for them. Great, great Christian people. I was so blessed. My brothers and my sister and I, we were so blessed because we got the Word of God in those most important years, the learning years of our lives. And I hope y'all are teaching your children while they're young, if you have young children, the Word of God, or taking them where they can be taught the true Word of God. But be sure where you take them, you're learning the true Word of God chapter by chapter, verse by verse, because that's the only way to really fully understand the Bible. You may not understand the beginning. That's why I would encourage you to go to Today's Health Update on podbean.com. Just type in podbean.com and then do a search on Today's Health Update. Scroll down and go through the book of Genesis, at least the first six chapters, so you can understand how the Word of God began and how the world began and why you're on this earth. I want you to know those things. I want your children to know those things. Folks, we live in a time when we better be teaching our children wisdom. And that's what Proverbs is. If you've been following along, we're now into Proverbs chapter 3. We're going to begin with verse 1. So if you're following along, get your King James Version of the Bible out. And remember, I'm going to go over how it's written in King James, word for word, King James Version, and then I'm going to give you a more modern English. A lot of the words, like fear, could actually mean, in Greek and Hebrew, actually means to have reverence for or love for God. Not fear of God. Don't be scared of God. You might read in the New Testament where Jesus said you got to hate your mother, your father, your brother, your sister. When you really understand that word hate in Greek, it doesn't mean hate. It means to love them less than you love God. Don't that take on a whole new meaning? I hope you're beginning to catch on that over time, we have been studying the words of God, and so many people in life will tell me and have told me, I don't understand the these and the thous and the canst and all those things that we just don't use in modern English. So I'm rewriting the book of Proverbs called Start With Wisdom, where I give you the King James Version in the verse, and then I give you a more modern English translation where I change none of the meaning. I'm careful to make sure it's the true meaning of the Hebrew and the Greek, so you'll understand what God was really trying to help us understand. Wisdom is what it's all about. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1. It starts just like Proverbs chapter 2 did. It starts with, my son, forget not my law, but lift thine heart, let thine heart keep my commandments, okay? That's the King James Version. Now, I'm going to read you the modern English. I think it'll clear up for you. Now, remember, I start modern English with my child instead of my son. Why? It's not gender-based. They use the word son or daughter. It wasn't gender. It was child. It was talking about young folks, okay? Anywhere from very small all the way to, 12 or 13 years old when they reached the age of accountability. So I'm starting with this. My child, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Now, what is the law of God? Well, it's the Bible. He gave us the law. And some people want to change that law. Well, that ain't what it meant, they'll tell you. What do you mean that's not what it meant? I read the Hebrew, it is what it means. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Listen, that's just some of them. This was no joke. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. Now, our English language has changed, so I'm giving you more modern English. But remember, let thine heart keep my commandments. Now, really, what does heart mean? It means conscience. Let thy conscience keep my commandments. That's what it means. All right, verse 2, chapter 3, verse 2. Why do you do these things? For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Do you want to live to be old? Do you want to have a fulfilling life? Do you want peace throughout life? How do you get that? We just told you. Modern English, you could read it this way. Verse 2 in modern English. They will add many days, even years, and security to your life. Wow. That's what you want, isn't it? Well, then you got to know the Word of God. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3. King James Version. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. Let me go over that in modern English. Do not let devotion and trustworthiness abandon you. That's what mercy is. It's being devoted to someone, and you show mercy to the people you're devoted to. And trustworthiness. Are you trustworthy? If you're those things, don't let that go away from you. Don't let it get away. What should you do with them? It says you should wear them like a necklace, a beautiful necklace. Record them forever in your memory. Verse 4, King James Version. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. What does F-A-V-O-U-R mean? We call it favor. But in modern English, let's read that verse 4. Follow along with your King James Version and you'll see the difference. Then you will find grace and discretion in the eyes of both God and people. Wow, that's so much clearer, so much easier to understand. I hope you're beginning to catch on. And remember, it will be in print form soon. If you want to buy Start With Wisdom, it'll be available not too distant future. Not going to get in a big hurry to do it, but I will have it available. Verse 5, King James Version. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Now, remember, what does heart mean? Well, let's read it in modern English. trust or have faith. Trust can have been have faith, okay? Trust or have faith in the only true and living God with all your consciousness. Remember, I taught you last week, heart in the Bible almost always means consciousness. It is who you are. It's how you think. And do not depend on your own insight. You know, there's a way that seems right unto a man. We'll read that in Proverbs later on. But the end thereof is death or destruction. So don't depend on your own insight. It's so easy to fool people, and that's what Satan does. He's the great deceiver. And if you don't know his words and you don't understand the written word, he's going to trick you. That's why so many people, I'm scared because they believe in the rapture theory that they're going to fall for Satan and go with him on the sixth trump. Why? Because Satan wants you to believe that you're going to be taken away. When Revelation plainly tells us that in the end, we will spend 1,000 years to rule and reign right here on earth with Christ. So when people tell me they're going to be raptured away, I look at them and go, where are you going? I don't know where y'all are going. I'm going to be with Christ. You go wherever you want. It's a voluntary thing. You get to choose. If you know the truth, I think you'll choose God's way. Verse 6, King James Version. In all thy ways, I'm going to stress that, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Modern English, in all your conduct. What is ways? Conduct. Recognize him. That's acknowledging him. You recognize who he is, the great creator. He loves you. And he will make your journey what? Straight. That's what that means. That's what that means when it says paths. It's a straight path. He wants you to have a straight path. Verse 7, King James Version. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Remember I told you, the way of man seems right. Man's tradition sounds good. Boy, them preachers, they can tickle your fancy. Is it the truth? If it can't find it in the Word of God, you need to get away from it. Verse 7 in modern English. Follow along. Do not think too highly of yourself. You know why? Because you can be fooled. Last part of that verse. In other words, it says, have reverence for the Lord. Not fear. Have reverence for the Lord. And turn away from the unethical. The unethical. That's people who want to do wrong. All right. Proverbs 3:8. Follow along, King James. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Boy, that'd be confusing for a lot of people, but if you read it in modern English, it clears up. It will create health to your core. That means to the center of who you are, and longevity to your whole body. Are we talking about the physical body here? Yes, we are. Do you want to have a long and healthy life here on this earth? You better know the Word of God and understand that God is the only way to be secure in that. In verse 9, King James Version, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. I want you to pay attention to this because a lot of these preachers out there tell you got to give 10% of everything. Your Social Security, got to give 10% of what the government takes from you. You got to give 10%. No, first fruits means of what's left over. Good grief, quit letting them rob you. Oh, I know, boy, I just made a lot of pastors mad. I'm telling you, folks, some of you out there just scraping to get by, your own Social Security or you know, retirement, you hadn't got enough money to pay your electric bill and you buy your groceries and your rent. Listen, it's what's left over. I'm going to read verse 9 in modern English. Follow along. Glorify the Lord with your wealth and with the beginnings of all you ever earn. Now, what does the beginnings mean? Earn means, it means what you have after you eat. For crying out loud. You think God wants you to starve to death? God's a glorful God, an honorable God. Please understand who God is. You will if you stick with me and learn the Word of God chapter by chapter, verse by verse. You'll know. I'm not going to mislead you. Proverbs 3:10, follow along, verse 10. So, if you do those things, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Modern English, then your storehouse will overflow, and your hard work will continue to pay off with even more success. In other words, when you're successful, when you make more than you actually have to have to get by, then you start tithing. You start giving that to God. You watch what happens. It's happened to my wife and myself. God has blessed us. The more we give, the more we receive. You know what? There was a time in our lives, though, where we couldn't give till after we had paid all the other bills, or we've lost everything. We'd have went broke. Could have starved. So if you want your barns to be filled with plenty and you want a lot of new wine, that means good things to drink, healthy things to eat, okay? Then give God his part, okay? Proverbs 3:11, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. Now, my son, what does that mean? That means my child. No gender here, okay? So all you ladies, don't take offense to that. It goes both ways. Modern English, it would read, my child, do not reject the instruction of the Lord. In other words, don't reject God's word, nor become tired of his discipline. Now, you see, correction is discipline. That is not punishment. That's pointing you in the right direction, and you taking advantage of it, learning from it, and going in the right direction, even though it'd feel better to go in the wrong direction. You begin to get a picture of what discipline means, correction means? I hope so. Verse 12, look close. For whom the Lord loveth, okay? For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son, in whom he delighteth. Now remember, there's the father and the son again. Listen to how it should read in modern English. For whoever the Lord loves, he disciplines. There's that correcteth again. Correction, correcteth, disciplines. Points you in the right direction. Teaches you the right things to do. And he prays in hopes that you will choose to do the right thing. That's up to you. You don't have to. Satan will give you another option. Don't worry about that. Please don't follow Satan. So here it is in modern English again. For whoever the Lord loves, he disciplines. All right? The same as a parent. See, man or woman, a parent that disciplines the child that they are pleased with. Now, people say, what do you mean a child they're pleased with? Well, you know, you're going to find it if you have two children and one of them loves you and tells you they love you and they help you out every chance they get around the house. As they get older, they pay their own bills. And they always call you on your birthday, and they're there for Christmas and Thanksgiving. Then you got another child that they never call. They never come around, except when they need money. Which one are you going to be most pleased with? There's nothing wrong with being more pleased with one child than another. Didn't say love them more. Be more pleased with them, all right? So get it clear in your head what this means. Proverbs 13, happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. Modern English, real simple. Fortunate is the person that finds wisdom and those who get what? Insight. Remember, insight, it's knowing the truth and then acting upon it from within your own consciousness. That's what we're talking about here. All right, so let's move on. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 14, King James. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. So if you use insight, if you do what God tells you to do, if you accept his discipline, what happens? Modern English, verse 14, for the rewards of it are better than the profits from silver and the revenue that comes from fine gold. That's what it means in Hebrew. Proverbs 15, she is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared to her. You see what the proverb writer here is trying to get across to us is wisdom is a valuable thing. It is so, nothing is equal to it, not even money, not even gold. Verse 16, length of days is in her right hand, whose wisdom? And in her left hand, riches and honor. So you want those things, don't you? You want to live long on the earth. And you want what? Riches, don't you? You want honor. Honor is more important than riches, but they do go together. If people can trust you, you're more likely to get their business and do business with them. All right. Verse 17, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Whose paths? Wisdom. Look at modern English. Her way of life is pleasant, and her lifestyle leads to wholeness. I think that's pretty complete, just like it's written. Wholeness, long life, pleasantness, peace of mind. That's what we're talking about here in Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3:18. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. I'm just going to read that in modern English. I think it clears it up. They are a tree of life for those that cherish them. What's she talking about? The wisdom and all those things that wisdom teaches you. What are they? They're a tree of life for you. And happy is everyone that grasps them. You know, when you find something precious, you grab a hold of it and you try to hang on to it, don't you? Well, I think you should anyway. Verse 19, the Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heavens. Now, let's read that in modern English. The only true God has laid the foundation of the earth, and through wisdom he placed everything in the solar system. Boy, that pretty much encompasses all of it. It's out there. Who made it? Who put it in place? Who set this earth so that it, the earth spins every 24 hours and goes around the sun every 365 days? Who did all that? You think that's an accident? That's the God we're talking about. That's the God of wisdom. Chapter 3, verse 20, King James Version. By his knowledge, whose knowledge? God's knowledge. The depths are broken up and the clouds drop down the dew. Real simple. By his understanding, the darkness is divided and the skies drop down the dew. Verse 21, my son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. What is he talking about here? Wisdom and discretion. And don't let them depart from you. Modern English, my child, do not let these out of thy sight. Don't let them out of your sight. Learn sound wisdom and purpose. Do you know discretion can also mean purpose in Hebrew? Ain't that cool? Verse 22. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Now, remember what soul can mean? In Hebrew, it means who you are spiritually. So let's read that in modern English. They will surely add life to your soul. That's to your spirit. That's the one that's going to be here forever if you believe in God. And favor to your existence. Why are you on earth? You know why it says existence for neck? Because the neck is the most vulnerable part of the human body. You want to protect it. And that's what these things do. Proverbs 3:23. Follow along in King James if you have it. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. Modern English. Then you'll travel in safety, and you shall not be defeated. Wow, now that's some pretty powerful words. If you put that in perspective, folks, you won't be defeated. How many times have you been defeated in your life? How many times have you felt defeated? Now you're learning how to be more than that. And that's what I want you to be. I want you to be just like God does, all you can be. Verse 24, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. How many times have you been scared of the dark? When you was a child, maybe even as an adult. Have you had those times when sleep was not sweet, when it was uncomfortable? Let me read 24 in modern English. Follow along. When you lie down to sleep, you shall have no fear. That's what that verse was telling you. You will lay down and your sleep will be pleasing, restful, comfortable. 25, be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the dissolution of the wicked when it cometh. Now, this is one time when fear is, if you look up fear in the Strong's Concordance in Hebrew, this word has a different meaning. This has a different meaning than the word fear, where it's talking about fear of the Lord. It's two different words in Hebrew, but they translate all of it to fear here. So that's why you got to be able to translate. Let me read 25 to you in modern English. Follow along. Do not dread unexpected terror. That's what fear means. Unexpected things are going to happen in your life. Disasters are going to happen, but don't you be afraid. Why? God's on your side. All right, so let's read the whole thing in modern English. Do not dread unexpected terror or the reign of the ungodly, which is coming. Because it is coming. Satan is coming. He comes before Christ does. You better know the difference between the sixth trump and the seventh trump, the sixth seal and the seventh seal, the sixth vial and the seventh vial. You know why seven always follows six? So you'd know that Satan comes first. Don't follow him. Don't fall for the rapture. Proverbs 3:26. Follow along. Verse 26. For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Let me read that in modern English. Because you can trust the Lord to guard your journey. How awesome is that? 27. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. What does that mean? Modern English. Do not refuse good from those that deserve it. Listen, when it's saying that something's due somebody, it's because they deserve it. You don't do things for people that don't deserve it. That's telling them it's okay to be slothful, lazy, to not do their part. Don't do that. But don't refuse to do good for those that do deserve it. That's what God does, especially in the end of that verse, when it is in your control to handle it. If you can handle it and God's given you the wisdom to do that, then you need to share that. 28, say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again. And tomorrow I will give when thou hast it by thee. What's he telling you here? Don't do that when you've got the power to do it for them right where you're at. Okay? You know, if somebody asks you for money, and you've got money and they deserve it, let's don't leave that out. They've worked hard and yet they may have come up on hard times. You can help them out. Read 28. Let me read it to you in modern English. Do not tell your neighbor to leave and come back tomorrow and I'll give it when you have it in your possession. Now that's if they deserve it. You got to tie all this together. This is one whole chapter. All right, 29. Devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by you, or thee. All right, modern English would say, do not plot unethical things against your neighbor, knowing he lives confidently in your neighborhood. Treat people right. Treat people the way you want to be treated. 30, strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. Follow that. Do not quarrel with anyone unless they have done you great harm. 31. Envy thou not the oppressor and choose none of his ways. Modern English. Don't be envious of the unrighteous and do not choose to be like them. Sometimes you get to thinking that maybe somebody is getting ahead when you know how evil they are. Don't worry about those kind of people. Their time's coming, I can guarantee you. Thank y'all for listening to today's health update. I hope you're learning the Word of God and it's clearing up for you in your mind. Share it with other people. Until next time, may God continue to bless all of us with abundant health.
As I said earlier, thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update. If you like what you heard, please consider sharing it with others who need to know the truth. To hear this or any of Roy's shows, go to www.podbean.com, www.podbean.com. And remember, you can learn more by going to our website, www.nhcherbs.com. That's www.nhcherbs.com. Or you can call to get more information at 256-757-0660.